going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take a Man podcast. Greg Hoffman here. Logan Paulson there. Mock draft. Count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4.0, Logan. And you and I are going to do what Jeremy Green and I were meant to do last week, which is go through all 7 rounds. We just got real happy on the trade machine, and we wound up being done after pick 128. But we are going to pick at 29, 61, 128, 205, and 245 today. That's what we're doing.
Looking forward to it.
All right, and we can do it quickly because we've already made a bunch of decisions. So we got it on turbo mode here. Recapping who's not available: Ward, Hunter, Carter, Genty to New England, which I low-key kind of love. Tet McMillan, 5 to Jacksonville. Mason Graham, Shador Sanders to the Jets. Will Campbell, Membu, Jalen Walker, Banks, Warren, Loveland, Williams, Campbell, Johnson, Ezra Raku, Jahdae Barron, Mike Green. This is tough for us.
Brutal.
Harmon, Simmons, Egbuka, who I love as a fit, 22 to the Chargers. I also like him to the Rams. Can you imagine if they replace Cooper Kupp with Emeka Egbuka?
Such a Rams receiver.
Also, by the way, it'd be so funny if Jim Harbaugh's like, I know the guy, the Ohio State kid, because he's drafting his Michigan guys, but Egbuka's a guy that I'm sure he recruited. Hampton, Starks, Zabel, Grant, Amanwori, Stewart.
Ooh.
Oh. Good news is, if I scroll down a little bit on the best available, there's someone here that we just talked about, and it's that fella right there. It's Matthew Golden.
Tramos, Nick Scorton, and again, Matthew Golden to me, you know, best receiver, best player on the board at the moment. And you know, I think he is. I think all 3 of those guys you just mentioned are Commanders football players. So best available is Matthew Golden. Let's hit the button.
Let's do it. All right. Sick. Done. All right. As we get down, we had a run on halfbacks that happened right before the Commanders pick at 61. Kinshon Junction, Cam Scadabo went off the board. All also saw... your guy Landon Jackson, Higgins, Connerly comes off the board earlier. Scorton went at 35.
Maxwell Hairston.
Yeah, Burton, Nolan, Trey Amos rounded out the first round. All right, so we're on the board at 61. Your guy Omar Norman Lott, who I know you like a lot. Elik Eumannur is on the board here. Demetrius Knight, linebacker out of South Carolina. We're now at the point where like the boards are so varied that we should search by positions to make sure we're not looking at anybody. So what positions do you want to look at here?
Let's look at edge and let's look at corner, and offensive line, I think would be fair. So edge, Jared Ivey, like him a lot.
Your boy, Femi Oladejo, you can get yourself a Bruin.
Josiah Stewart, Kyle Kinnard, all good pass rushers. I think the problem, I noticed this yesterday. She's like, oh man, there's lots of good edge rushers here, but you're not picking again until when? Like 128 or something like that, whatever the next pick is. So it does get a little bit dicey. And I think if you wanted to pick a guy, like make sure that happens now. If you really love a guy, because this one is the one pick that quote unquote could feel like a reach, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So that's where I'd just kind of call attention. Darren Porter is on the board, cornerback. Talk about the freakiest athlete in the draft. Like, is that fair to say?
I mean, Manwari, there's a couple of guys that are nuts, but Shamar Stewart, but Yeah.
Sub-7.3 cone. He jumped out the gym. He ran a sub-4.3 40. He's 6'3". He's got 33-inch arms. And as a developmental corner prospect, shoot, man, I don't know if you can turn that down unless there's like a stellar offensive lineman staring us in the face.
Let's see what we got on the O-line. We can put both groups in there. Ariante Ersery, who we took last week at this spot, tackle out of Minnesota.
I love that pick by you guys, by the way. Absolutely love that pick.
Your guy, Ozzie Trapillo, out of BC. But there's your guy.
There's my guy. Jonah S.
Jonah Savanaia.
So I'd say this is what I'd throw to you, Craig. It could be Ersery or it could be Porter. And I think you'd be very happy with either one of them here. And especially Porter, because I trust the staff to develop him. That's what I believe in them. And he's got tremendous upside. So again, weird story. Only played 1 year of defensive back, only 7 games of defensive back film for him. But
the what movement was he previously? Was he a receiver previously?
Receiver. Like- yeah. Receiver, special teams guy. So,
Well, if he's so played teams, like that gives us a little bit of a leash. And if I'm thinking of it as a 2-year project where I can see what Marshawn Lattimore develops into, or see if he's still got it. If he's cooked, I need you to start next year. If not, we'll bring Marshawn back. But we're hoping you can develop into a starter even this year. Porter's, the problem is you and I both love a really good piece of clay to mold.
Yes.
So we need somebody else on our staff. This is why me, you, and Jeremy are good trio on this stuff, because Jeremy's a production fiend. If you haven't produced, Jeremy Green doesn't like you.
But I would say,
but you like Jeremy Porter. If you're taking my edges away here, I probably go Porter.
Yeah. So why not? Let's do it.
All right. Darian Porter. By the way, this is why we have these discussions ahead of time. Could you imagine doing this for like all 1,000 rounds of the draft?
I could not.
What we just did in 40 minutes for just the first round, guys. Yeah. All right. How about Melo Dotson popping up? I had Mitch Tischler on the radio show yesterday, and I was like, give me a deep cut. Who's someone you... He's like, Melo Dotson, corner out of Kansas. I like him a lot. You know
what's funny is I've watched a lot of DBs. I have not watched him yet, so I'm going to put him on my list. Hopefully there watch him before the draft tomorrow night. But what did Mitch have to say about him?
Kind of fits the profile of what Commanders like in terms of length and physical ball skills. He and Kobe Jones, one of the best corner duos in the country at Kansas last year. Dane's got him down at like a 7th round grade. Trevor seems to have him right around here. I love this. Rank 126, average draft position 126.5. So
we're getting to the part of the draft where people don't know names as well.
Yeah, so it's just like these numbers are going to start to look real similar.
Can you go to edges, see if there's any edges available?
Yes, I can, because that is probably the position we would like to attack. Ahmed Hassanayin, who we talked about on an episode 2 months ago, is the top one listed here.
Quindarius Robinson is really interesting, actually, from Alabama. Like
talk to me about him.
Basically played like stand-up linebacker. He was like the third rotational special teams guy. And when you go through film, and you're just watching people back to back to back to back, all of a sudden you come to Robinson, you're like, this dude moves like a first round pick. You know, he's got this crazy juice off the edge, great 2-point stance. Actually, just talking through it, feels like an interesting kind of spinner candidate. You know what I'm saying? That guy that stands up and can rush and loop and do some different stuff.
Frankie Louvu type role.
Yeah, tremendous acceleration. He's 6'5". He's like 240. You know what I mean? He's got real pass rush.
We can put 10 pounds on a guy and make him an edge.
Yeah, and so here in the 4th round, talking about taking a flyer on somebody, let's also check running backs. But that, to me, for Dan Quinn and this staff, seems really interesting to me.
All right, running backs. Hunter, Blue, Smith.
Love Smith. Let's go Quindarius Robinson, because I think you're not going to find a better athlete. Now, it's a project, no doubt about it. But a guy with some special teams upside can survive for a year or two playing teams. He's going to be an absolute maven for you that could develop some upside in terms of being an actual dude. I think it was probably something that Dane said. Maybe it was when I was reading the Beast that he tested off the charts at his pro day. I don't remember the numbers off the top of my head.
Give me 2 seconds and I'll have them.
Yeah.
I think that dude's 6'5", 240 playing for Dan Quinn. Like I'm intrigued as all
hell. The short area kind of burst. You know what I mean? Like I think he's a nice pick here to kind of alleviate some pressure in terms of finding edge rush juice in this draft.
All right. If we go down, where is he?
He might not even be, he might be a linebacker. I don't know. But I would say this is a guy that would be interesting here with some upside as a pass rusher.
All right. Robinson. We want down. Very popular last name. Who would have guessed that? Q Robinson. His pro day numbers were, he didn't run at his pro day, but he measured in 6'4", 241, 33 and a quarter inch arms.
Love it.
Over an 80 inch wingspan.
Love it.
Had an elbow injury towards the end of the year. And that's why he didn't work out at the combine. So maybe there was a second, I think, you know, there's sometimes like there's a second pro day,
yeah,
and maybe he ran at that, and that these numbers are just not here. So, yeah, I mean, and by the way, look, I think that's pretty funny. 128.7 is his average draft position. So apparently a lot of people drafting for the Commanders are big fans of Quandarius Robinson. So there you go at 128. All right, now we got 205 and 245. We're going to recap quickly all the... No, we're not. We're not going to recap all the names in between. All right, what positions do we want to look at, Logan? Probably running back?
Dude, we're at 205 right now. Running back. Oh, Basil Tootin, Kyle Montagai. I love him. Jordan James. Great running back. Taj Brooks, I think, doesn't have juice, but one of the better like runners in the class, if that makes sense. Is this the last pick?
No, we got 245 as well.
Can we check offensive line real quick just to see if there's anybody that catches your eye here?
Tyler Cooper out of Minnesota. Jake Majors out of Texas.
Real thin. Oh,
Miles
so
Hinton.
That guy right there, Miles Hinton, is that how you say his name?
Sure.
He's a fun player to watch, and I think a lot of people in the NFL community are probably higher on him than this. He played left tackle for Michigan. He's 6'6". He's like in that 237, 340 type range, good length, not the fastest guy, but a guy that I think could play guard or tackle at the NFL level, kind of like a swing player. I think he could be like a starting caliber guard. So to get a guy with some depth aspirations here, I'd like that a lot, actually. And again, he can play inside, outside. His dad was an NFL starter for like 15 years. So he's got this pedigree, this background. He's played at Stanford. He's played at Michigan. Yeah, I like that. I don't know how you feel about that. Is there, like, maybe check receiver real quick, see if there's anybody with maybe
just
like,
in case, but we can, but let's see. Is there anybody that jumps out?
Lambert Smith is kind of that speed merchant guy from Auburn. Interesting.
But we already got Golden. And the thing is, like, I think with the Commanders receiver room, I am definitely not anti-adding a receiver and think they should have won. But like, I almost forget they signed Michael Gallup, they brought back Noah Brown. Like, how much room do you have in that room of guys that are really going to contend to make the roster?
Yeah, it's a good point. And the other one that you just scrolled down past it is Basil Tootin from
Virginia Tech. The running back,
I just think if you're looking for some absolute gasoline to pour into this offense as a playmaker, return man, like if you watch him, I think it was versus Florida State and Miami. Like, he just looked like an absolute maniac. And I just think about him as kind of a satellite player in this offense, catching screens. You know, they do seem like they want to find explosive plays. So the two picks I'd give you are either guard tackle combination, Miles Hinton, because I think he probably goes ahead of this in real life. I think Basil Tootin probably goes ahead of this in real life because the fast 4.40 that he ran.
4.42.40, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, and if you want to, there's no one more explosive pound for pound than Basil Tootin in this class. So I'll leave it up to you. And if you want some depth at running back, that might not be a bad idea.
My question would be like, if we don't get Tootin or we don't get Hinton, how happy are we with the next best guy at 245? If we pass on Tootin, are we okay with Jordan James? If he's going to be there, which we don't even know.
I just think you like with Basil Tootin, again, the film is a little bit up and down, but there is not a more explosive player. And so those traits are hard to find, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
All right.
So I would probably say,
let's make the Hokies happy. I feel like that's a guy that we get screamed about at all the time. Basil Tootin, welcome to Washington. You've come up whatever highway connects here in Blacksburg. What is that, 85, 95?
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
People get it. All right, last pick of the draft. Looks like our guy Hinton is gone.
Probably long gone, I would assume. Yeah. Scroll down a little bit. So there was a safety here, and so CJ Dupree is interesting as a tight end, kind of a blocking Y from Alabama. Interesting.
Love a blocking Y.
Kitan from Nebraska, I think is how you say his name. Where you just right there, down a little bit, Craig. Sorry, this is good. You're podcasting. Good. Kitan Crawford.
His RAS
was 10. And so talking about taking a flyer on a late guy.
Special teams guy, though. That's the thing. It's like, you know, I'm glad we finally got to this point in the draft so I can say the thing that I say all the time, which is at this point in the draft, you're as much looking for special teams talent as you are for a guy who could be a potential starter. I want to know the guys who are going to be Tyler Owens, Jeremy Reeves, Percy Butler, flying down on special teams. And if they have positional upside on offense or defense, great. But I want you to be an absolute demon. So you tell me I get a 10 RAS guy and he plays the right way, sick. I'm done. We can take Crawford. But if we should talk about other people, but that's good with me.
Yeah, and again, he hits like a truck. He transferred from Texas to Nevada. Don't know why that is, but when you watch his film's not bad, and he can absolutely scoot. He's a bigger kind of. He's like 210, 215, if I remember correctly. But yeah, his film's interesting and his 10 RAS. So jumps were great, length was good, arm length was good. So as a guy that it seems like has some upside, if the character concerns are clean, why not go that way? You know what I mean? Can we check tight ends real quick, and can we check offensive lineman?
He transferred to Nevada in 2024 for the opportunity to be an every down safety. So just wanted more opportunity there. You said tight ends, and yeah, who else did you want to check?
Just tackles, just if there's anybody floating around that.
Luke Lachey.
Jalen Connors is interesting. Luke Lachey, upside guy. Was hurt a lot. Dude, this is an interesting one. I'll float it to you. There's a couple interesting guys on here. Okay. So let's talk about these three guys. Scroll up a little bit, Craig. Yep. So right here, Aronde Gadsden, Holland Pierce, and Carson Vinson. Because I've had people ask me about all of these guys, right? So Aronde Gadsden, he's a converted wide receiver to the position, but he's got 33.5-inch arms. He's almost 6'6". He's a big man, even though he played receiver. I think he's 245.
6'5", 241 in the beast.
Yeah. So, and I think he ran a 4.65. And was able to win outside matchups, can beat man coverage, understand zones. His dad was also an NFL player. So as a guy that's kind of a developmental tight end here to play F, would be interesting. CJ Dupree is a developmental Y. Holland Pierce, people ask me about him all the time. He's the biggest player in the draft, height-wise. I think he's just over 6'8". I think he's 360, something like that. He had the biggest wingspan measured in the last 30 years of the combine. It was 87 inches or something absolutely insane.
88 and a quarter.
Yeah, he's a huge
36 inch arms. Huge. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's a huge man. The problem with him is that he doesn't, people ask me, that's what we're talking about him. He doesn't move that well. He's very heavy footed. And so like maybe you take a flyer on him. But if I'm taking a flyer on anybody, it's Carson Vinson from Alabama A&M. He plays tackle. He's 6'6". He's got the 35-inch arms, 35-and-a-half-inch arms. He's like 315. He's got athletic upside. That would be a really interesting selection.
He's also played a ton of football. 5-year starter at Alabama A&M.
Yeah. He's very raw. Looked good at the Senior Bowl. Had some good reps at the Senior Bowl. But as a developmental guy with high RAS like Aronde Gadsden, Carson Vinson, there are some good football players here that I think can make a team better.
I'm interested in a tight end, like if it's Colson Loveland or a dude who's a burner and can have absolute speed. So does Gadsden have that? Because if not, like we have, like I want to give Sinnott a chance because I spent a second rounder on him last year. I have Zach for this year. I have Bates as my Y. And I still have Colson Yankoff from last year too. He's more of a special teams guy, but like how many tight ends am I going to want to keep? Colson Yankoff
and Cole Turner still on the roster.
Yeah, like...
I have a higher grade, and most people I talk to have a higher grade on, and then maybe that's why this is a hard exercise. They have a higher grade on Aronde Gadsden than, what is this, 265? Like,
yeah.
Jeremy's like 150. I'm probably like in that 150, 175 type range. So I think he's a draftable player that's going to make a difference. And also I think about him learning from Zach, and I think the skill sets are very close. And if there's a shot that he could be that guy,
yeah,
that's really interesting to me. So that's why, to me, I just wanted to call attention to him.
Yeah.
Carson Vinson would be the other
one. Also, we went to the right school for me. So am I just going to pull bias here at the end of the draft and say we're going to take the orange kid?
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. People get mad. I don't care. Drafts tomorrow. For some of you guys, the draft's in a few hours because you're watching this later. Aronde Gadsden, welcome to Washington. We'll get you your SU and DC welcome packet as soon as we can. All right. Our picks wound up being Matthew Golden, Darian Porter, Q Robinson, Tootin, the running back from Virginia Tech, and then Aronde Gadsden, tight end out of Syracuse. We got a B in this draft from PFF, but we don't care, Sycama. We got an A from us. That's our show. An hour and whatever number of minutes this winds up being. We appreciate you listening. Not just today, but to all of our draft coverage all draft season long. This has been really, really fun. It's felt like a sprint this year. It's definitely one of the weirder draft classes we'll probably ever cover. It's just an incredibly unique group of players, an incredibly unique dispersion of talent. And we'll see what happens on Thursday night. We will have some kind of live reaction Thursday night, barring them trading out, whether it's just me and then one of our friends, one of our colleagues, or whether it's me and Logan is still TBD. But certainly by mid-morning on Friday, Logan and I will have a reaction and a look ahead to round two. So by Friday morning, you might have double podcastage in your feed, but look forward to that. This is, of course, why you subscribe, because then you do not miss a thing. Whether that's at the Team 980, at 106.7 The Fan on YouTube. Of course, we post clips at Craig Hoffman as well, or on your favorite podcast app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, etc. Make sure you hit that button because draft season's almost here. You don't want to miss a thing. And then we get into real fun season. We get into just doing lists and whatever we want. We'll bring back the mailbag. So I'm excited to get post-draft as well. And then OTAs are right around the corner. So for Logan Paulson, I'm Craig Hoffman. Thank you so much for listening and watching. And we will see you next time with some new Commanders to talk about on Take Command. Thanks for watching this clip of Take Command, which has a brand new home.
That's right. You can watch on YouTube at the Team 980.
You can also listen to full episodes in the free Odyssey app, which is now enabled with Apple CarPlay. So we'll just, follow you around.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.